Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we dive deep into S500 companies through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Mikhail. Today, we're focusing on Verisk Analytics, Inc., a leading provider of data analytics and risk assessment solutions. Verisk services span various industries, including insurance, energy, and finance. We'll discuss how behavioral finance influences their decision-making, their approach to DEI, market adaptation, and how they compare to other analytics and risk management firms. Let's get started.
Verisk Analytics operates in a data-driven industry. How do biases like the availability heuristic and confirmation bias affect their strategies?
The availability heuristic, where people rely on immediate examples that come to mind, can impact Verisk's risk assessment and data analysis. For example, if recent data shows a spike in certain types of risks, Verisk might give disproportionate weight to these recent events when predicting future risks, potentially leading to skewed assessments. Confirmation bias, the tendency to search for or interpret information in a way that confirms pre-existing beliefs, can also affect their analytics. Verisk may unintentionally focus on data that supports existing models or assumptions, potentially overlooking new or conflicting information that could lead to more accurate risk assessments.
Understanding these biases helps Verisk improve the accuracy and reliability of their risk assessments and data analytics.
Exactly. By addressing these biases, Verisk can enhance their decision-making and provide better insights to their clients.
Let's talk about DEI at Verisk. How does their approach to diversity, equity, and inclusion intersect with behavioral finance principles?
DEI is important for Verisk, particularly in fostering an inclusive work environment and enhancing their data analytics capabilities. From a behavioral finance perspective, strong DEI initiatives can improve innovation and problem solving by bringing diverse perspectives to the table. For investors, Verisk's commitment to DEI signals that the company values social responsibility and is dedicated to creating a positive workplace culture. This can enhance investor confidence and attract those who prioritize ethical considerations in their investment decisions.
Investors increasingly consider DEI as an important factor that contributes to a company's long-term success and positive reputation.
That's right. Verisk's DEI efforts help them build a more inclusive and innovative organization.
Moving on to market adaptation, how does Verisk adapt to changes in the analytics and risk management industry, and what role does behavioral finance play in this?
Verisk adapts by investing in new technologies, expanding their data sources, and responding to evolving client needs. Behavioral finance helps them understand market trends and client behavior, allowing them to adjust their strategies and offerings accordingly. For instance, Verisk uses data analytics to identify emerging risks and opportunities, enabling them to stay ahead of industry trends and provide valuable insights to their clients. This adaptability is crucial for maintaining their competitive edge.
Adaptability is essential for Verisk to remain relevant and effective in a rapidly evolving industry.
Exactly. By leveraging behavioral finance insights, Verisk can make informed decisions and continue to innovate in the analytics and risk management space.
Now, let's compare Verisk Analytics to other analytics and risk management firms like Moody's Analytics and S Global. How do the behavioral finance dynamics differ?
Verisk's dynamics are influenced by its focus on data analytics and risk assessment across various industries. Moody's Analytics, with its emphasis on credit risk and financial analytics, may have different behavioral finance considerations related to credit markets and investor behavior. S Global, with its broad range of financial information and analytics services, faces unique dynamics based on its diverse product offerings and market focus. Each company's approach to risk management, data analysis, and market adaptation varies based on their specific focus and client base. Behavioral finance insights help understand how these factors influence their strategies and investor perceptions.
Each analytics firm has distinct behavioral finance dynamics that impact their market performance and investor appeal.
Absolutely. Analyzing these dynamics helps investors assess each company's strengths and risks in the analytics and risk management sector.
To sum up, Verisk analytics strategies are influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether through managing biases in risk assessment, DEI initiatives, or market adaptation. These factors collectively impact their market performance and competitive positioning.
That's right. By understanding these dynamics, Verisk can better navigate the complexities of the analytics and risk management industry.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives.